live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Want to bring in our next guest, as we do every other Monday, and that is Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist. Hello, Mike.
Hey, hi. And you know what? You picked the perfect Monday for this every other Monday now. Today is literally the start of the TV season, official start tonight.
Yeah. Hey. I want to talk a lot about that because this is kind of like Christmas morning for
Absolutely.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
But first, I need to ask you a sports-related question. When you have a game like Michigan State Notre Dame the other night, and everyone stays riveted, not just through 60 minutes, but through an overtime, what does that do for ratings, for commercial sponsors, for local affiliates that follow and use that as a lead-in? I imagine the ramifications are enormous.
Oh, yeah. You see sometimes the numbers on those Nielsen books, and it'll show like such and such football, and it'll go 8, 8, 8, 22. And you'll say, what's that 22? And you say, oh, that's right, they had Michigan State on that night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get two or three times the usual rating. And the question is, yeah, do people certainly stay through all those local commercials, and do they stay afterwards? I mean, good Lord, that was 11:30 at night on a Saturday night.
Right.
Did people stay with Channel 53 afterwards, or did they switch over to Saturday Night Live, or were they too delirious and drunken by then to even care? I don't know, yeah.
They couldn't even find a clicker at that point.
Oh, man, what a wild finish that was going to be anyway. I mean, the emotions were so high at that point that no matter how they finished, it would be hard for people to think about whatever show that followed. Yeah.
And someone told me that when you have Notre Dame in a situation like that, it makes it even greater because half the people in the country love Notre Dame, and the other half can't wait to see them lose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And it's not it's no longer that anger for the MSU fans, because MSU has beaten Notre Dame so often. I mean, they beat them five straight times once, and it's no longer like a grudge match, but it's certainly big, and it's certainly fun, and there are certainly those among us who still haven't forgotten the 10-10 tie, which was, what, two or three centuries ago now?
It seems like it,
right.
Michigan State has 28 victories over Notre Dame, second only to USC's 34, so that's a lot of wins over the Irish. Hey, let's talk about this new season.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, it starts tonight. What are the highlights?
Well, for instance, just to use an example tonight, because, you know, Mondays is one of the biggest TV nights anyway, you know. So first of all, there's one of the two best comedies opens tonight, and that's called Mike and Molly. It's right after 2.5 Men. It's by the same producers. It's a good show. Okay?
That's not with you in it, right? That's
it's a different Mike and Molly. It's two overweight people who meet and fall in love. And my weight may fluctuate, but this fellow is 357 pounds, okay?
Oh.
So, but it's just a very well-written show with really likable people. So that's pretty good. There's also the best new drama is on tonight, right against it, and that's called Lone Star. It's on Fox. It comes right after a really sensational season opener for House. Right after that, Lone Star. And that's this kid who went to U of M. He just graduated from U of M 3 years ago. And now he's starring
in
the
show.
You
were talking about him earlier, right?
He's a sensational actor. His name is Jimmy Walk. He now calls himself James Walk. He's from Bloomfield Hills. He went to U of M, and suddenly, out of nowhere, he got this role in a TV movie the year before last called, in which he played a teacher with Tourette's syndrome, a true life story, amazing thing. Brilliant performance. Now he stars in Lone Star as a good-hearted scam artist who is about to marry two women. And it sounds impossible to pull off. This guy is so good, he pulls it off. That's Lone
Star. He's got a blonde and a brunette, I see in the ad here.
Absolutely, to give him a little variety. But that's just the tip of the variety, because one is a very, very rich lady from Houston. One is more of a plain folks lady from Midland, Texas. So he really lives in these two worlds, both of which he really wants, because he's never had either one. I mean,
he's just a good guy, and he can't disappoint either one of them, right?
Can't disappoint that one, can't disappoint his father, who is a scam artist who has raised him to always scam people. And his father is played by David Keith, speaking of the world's biggest football fans. David Keith incidentally flies home to watch college football every home game.
Is that right?
Back to Tennessee, yeah. It's just a very rich portrayal, and this James Woke is absolutely going to be the star of the new season.
Okay.
You look at that Lone Star, you look at Mike and Molly, these are two good shows. Then the most talked about show, not the best, but the most talked about show, is this thing called The Event, which is on NBC.
Right.
Again at the same time. It's against Lone Star. It's against Mike and Molly at 9 o'clock. That's kind of
Can't we do something
there.
About this?
Yes, we can. I think we can shoot somebody.
It's called DVR, right?
We can't do anything. Yeah, we can VCR it, yeah. But, again, talk about likable actors. Jason Ritter, who's John Ritter's son, is a real good central character for a show that's just awfully complicated. By the end of the first hour, you still have no idea what's going on. So it really needs the weight of his likability. Mm-hmm. He's somehow trapped into some kind of thing that feels like paranoia, but it ain't. It's real, okay? And that's a good show. We're looking at all those, but then there's also the show that will be the biggest ratings hit of the year. Now, not best show, but the biggest ratings hit, and that's the Hawaii 5-0 remake at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is all tonight. This is an overcrowded night. Like you say, your VCR is going to explode by the time the night's over.
Mike, I guess I was surprised a couple years ago when I found out how many people did not have cable television.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about satellites and the whole package, but did not have basic cable. I guess now I assume a lot of people have DVRs and TiVo, and how many people just don't have any way of recording or getting out of this problem with these three shows?
Well, very few of that. First of all, 30% of people in this area don't have cable at all. But those tend to be the 30% who don't care that much about TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oddly enough, it's not a decision people usually make financially. They usually make it aesthetically.
Right. I know two people who had it and gave it up.
Yeah. They're not that obsessed with what's on cable. But as far as the ability to record, it's really high. It's somewhere like 80% can record, but only about 20% have that sophisticated DVR. That's the kind of thing where you just walk by and tell them roughly, I like comedies, and it tapes everything for you, you know?
Right.
The rest of us have to do it by manually, you know? But yeah, most people can record stuff anyway.
All right, I want to talk about Detroit 187, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, what's that going to be?
First of all, that's the one that's so important to people here because, you know, we're talking about getting filming into Michigan and so forth, and it's great to have a movie stop here, do a few scenes, maybe even do a whole movie, but this is a series, 22 hours, it's all shot in Detroit. The pilot film that you're going to see at 10 o'clock Tuesday was originally shot in Atlanta. Then they shot some new scenes in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
The director says maybe 40% of the pilot's Detroit. But from now on, it's going to be 100% Detroit. I mean, the actors live in Detroit. They work in Detroit. They're spending a lot of money there. If the series works well, if Detroit looks good on TV, this could lead to more things being shot. So economically, it's really important to Michigan. As far as whether or not the show works, it depends upon what kind of show you like. It's a very hard, harsh, solid, Spartan cop show, but it's well-made cop show. It reminds you of parts of NYPD Blue, which they certainly work on. They're putting it in the same time slot, 10 o'clock Tuesday. They got one of the same actors, James McDaniel, in there. It's got that kind of a hard, cold, solid feeling to it.
What's it going to do for Detroit, the image of Detroit nationally?
The funny thing about the image of Detroit is, within the first 5 minutes, three people are killed.
Yeah.
And none of them is just one criminal killing another criminal. I mean, it's a pharmacist, a college student, and a lawyer are killed within the first 5 minutes.
So this is going to reinforce a lot of stereotypes
into. And it's going to frighten the dickens out of people. And that's unfortunate. You know, I talked to some people, and like, as one of the ladies said, she said, hey, it's a crime show. That's what happens in crime shows.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't get around that. Someone shoots a murder story in Detroit,
right.
It's going to make Detroit look like a scary place. Detroit once was the murder capital of the world. It's not. Detroit doesn't have nearly the number of murders per capita that New Orleans does.
Right.
But, hey, everybody likes New Orleans. So,
well, if they had a show, New Orleans 1-888, I bet you that they wouldn't have three murders in the first 5 minutes.
But probably not. Now, they got some shows in North. They had, since Katrina, they've set a couple series in there. And there's a fair amount of murders in there and so forth. But, yeah, this is definitely a homicide show. 187 is the code number in some places. Ironically, not in Detroit, but in some places for homicide. It's definitely going to, the image is going to seem darker. In this first hour, a lot of the places we visit are kind of shabbier places.
Right.
Remember, they're in Atlanta, but they're in this Detroit.
We'll check all this out, and we'll talk to you about this and much more in a couple of weeks, Mike.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
All right. We'll be right back. Joe Rexroth, the Lansing State Journal, joining us next on Ebling & You.